Just one halakha pertinent to the daf that we studied today, Masechet Berachot Daf Gimel. Maran in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim Siman Dalid Halakha Tetzayin writes, David Hayan Nizhar Shelo Lishan Shitin Nishmeh Kedeh Shelo Yit'om Ta'am Mitah. It's interesting that Maran brings this as a halakha, that David HaMelech was careful not to sleep more than 60 breaths. And the reason that he brings is in order that he should not feel the flavor or the taste of death. It seems that after a person sleeps more than 60 breaths, then already his neshama goes up and already there's it's a mild form of death sleep. But less than 60 breaths, so you don't even get that ta'am mitah. So what is this doing in halakha? This is an interesting fact, but how does it manifest in the law? So the Rama writes that from the Gemara Sukkah Tzmashma, Dedavka Bayom Hayan Nizhar, that David was really careful about this, not to sleep more than 60 breaths in the day. So the halakha would say, in the evening, a person could sleep according to his needs, according to what's necessary for his health, in order to serve Borei Olam properly, whether it's 6 hours or 8 hours, each one according to his body. However, regarding sleeping in the day, we see if David HaMelech was careful not to sleep more than 60 breaths, so there's an inyan to minimize sleep in the day. Unless the halakha does say a person, let's say, studying Torah and he needs to catch a quick cat nap in order to rejuvenate himself, or the Mishnah brings down, let's say, how does the person sick and therefore he needs to be healthy, then of course it would not be a problem to sleep during the day. The question is, how much time is this 60 breaths? There's a big machlokin amongst the poskim. It seems from the Ramat Mipano that it's 3 minutes and 20 seconds. From Rav Chida, it sounds like it's a little more than a half hour. From other poskim, it sounds like it could be 3 hours, because that's the amount that Arizal used to sleep on Shabbat. We assume that he wouldn't sleep more than 60 breaths. Some want to say that it could even be up to 6 hours. And some want to say it could even be less than a minute. That's the Hayya Adam says. So like you have Shitot over here, for varying scope, how much time is this Shitin Nishmeh? One halakha should be pointed out, all agree that it is proper to sleep on Shabbat a little extra than normal during the day. Preferably after the Seuda, the halakha brings down the remez, Shabbat Rashi Tevot Shina B'Shabbat Ta'anug. Sleeping on Shabbat is a pleasure. Of course, a person should not spend the whole Shabbat sleeping. Of course, he should spend most of the time awake and studying Torah. But Arizal himself also used to sleep right after the meal. And therefore, the halakha, again, sleeping during the day should be done for a purpose in order to give the person strength to continue learning, or if he's planning on staying up the next night to study, or he stayed up the night before, or he's not feeling well. And preferably one should minimize his sleep during the day, but on Shabbat he is able to sleep like a tehillah and he fulfills a mitzvah as such.